Anyways, hey guys, what is going on? Welcome back. I know we haven't done this in a while, the little Synergy podcast. Summer's here. I don't think any of y'all would listen to it anyways, but I'm going to kick this off here today and wanted to kind of address something briefly that I've been getting tons of questions on. We have a lot of new faces in the gym, if you haven't seen, and a common question I get, especially from newer people that just start this. They usually ask some good training questions, some good nutrition questions, but more and more I get questions about supplements, protein, all that sort of thing. So I just thought I would give you a very honest and brief overview of what my views are on it, what I think our coaches and our gym sort of stands for on it. I'll tell you like what I personally use, and it's not a lot, just so you know, but we'll just kind of go from there, like the supplements 101 for functional fitness, CrossFit, whatever you want to call it. Let me just start with like a brief, like 10,000 foot overview and say this, categorically across the board, supplements, they are called supplements for a reason. They are meant to do one thing and one thing only, and that is to supplement or to bridge gaps that are in your nutrition, that's already in your regular diet, that there might be holes there that you're not getting. So anything we talk about or anything I would ever recommend or suggest to someone, it's always for that reason only, is that we need it to supplement or bridge a gap that you're not getting from real food. Ideally, you wouldn't need any of this. And I don't think a lot of you need any of this. I think that you can get everything and anything I would talk about today from regular real food out there. I think that's always the place to do it. If you can, the only benefit of these products are one, to enhance performance, if that's something you're really interested in. And secondly, to fill in those gaps in a more convenient, perhaps more quick, sometimes perhaps more cost-effective way. So let me say that. Number two, philosophically, again, 10,000 foot overview, just my own personal mantra against this stuff. Anything in the world, any supplement that is legitimate, either comes from naturally derived sources, they are a chemical synthetic made product, okay? You can buy in the free market, open market, on the internet, on Amazon. You do not need to be buying anything. There's no proprietary pre-workout, proprietary protein or oil or anything that any of these people on Facebook or that you have to buy from some special distributor or from some MLM company or whatever. Nobody has anything in the world that is going to do you any good that you can't go down to your local store, to Walmart or to Amazon or somewhere and buy. I mean, that should be common sense by now, but just know that. Like, there's no supplement on the market that any of these little weird special companies have that is super secret and super special, okay? You don't need to pay a ton of money for anything if you are going to use this stuff. Find the best source, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that today, about what's the healthier versions of proteins and healthier version of this and that. And obviously there are cleaner versions, there are more natural versions, there are more synthetic. You can do your research on that, but just know all of those, even the best sources and the best, highest quality products out there, you can buy on the internet, on your phone, anywhere. You don't need to go to any of these other weird things. It's all a bunch of bunk, more often than not. So anyways, let me dive right in. Number one. Probably the most used, probably the most overused, and probably the most misunderstood thing on the market is protein powder, right? Everyone starts working out, I need to drink my protein shake. So what's the long and short of protein? Well, protein is easily the most simple use of the word supplement. You need protein if you need to supplement protein intake in your diet. And the only reason you would know that is if you already know how much protein you are getting in your regular diet, and if you have a goal regarding how much protein you think you ought to be getting. And if you don't know those numbers, then you probably don't need to go out and buy protein powder. Just because someone goes and starts working out, they automatically assume, hey, everybody that works out drinks a protein shake after they're done, right? This makes sense. You got to do it. No, you don't have to do that. If you don't know how much protein a day you need to be getting, you can ask one of us. We'll certainly give you some guideline suggestions. I mean, it's probably more than a lot of you are getting. It's beneficial, especially for body composition and performance goals. But, you know, somewhere around a gram per pound of lean body mass is a good starting point. Again, you have to know what your body fat is to know that. But, you know, just as a off the cuff, if you weigh 180 pounds, you know, you probably need 150, 160 grams of protein a day. It's probably a good healthy range. But that can be different for everybody. There's no blanket answer here. What I will say is a blanket answer is this. Is number one, Ben Bergeron talked about this recently in one of his things, but whey protein. You see on the protein powder, whey, 100% whey, is probably the most overused and misunderstood product on the market in the fitness industry. Whey protein is a super fast digesting and absorbing protein. And people are drinking these things at all given times throughout the day as like a meal replacement or really to just supplement protein. And that is not a good use for whey protein. The only time whey protein is useful really is immediately post-workout because there are some studies out there that will talk about how whey protein can absorb quickly into the muscle cells and that there's this secret window after especially a lot of strength training where that can your body really maximizes the effect of that. I'll say this as a blanket statement, though. In what we do, functional fitness, high intensity, CrossFit, yada, 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 that whole scenario is pretty much next to useless. What those studies are looking at it is high long sets of bodybuilding type exercises, hypertrophy training. So you're all like, hey, we're doing three sets of arms, three sets of triceps, biceps, back. We're really building a physique. That's when they're talking about getting that maximum protein absorption really fast. What we do with 12-minute Metcons, that's pretty much useless. You don't need to drink a protein shake within an hour of your workout. It's not necessary. Will it hurt you? No. I mean, could it be helpful? Possibly. But what you need to know is protein, more likely than not, if you're just drinking them throughout the day as like a meal replacement or as a snack or as a way to supplement protein, whey is not your best choice. Actually, casein is probably a better choice. It's a slower digesting protein. It's going to keep you full longer. Most of y'all even have problems with whey, unless it's a very good source of whey. It bothers your stomach for that very reason, because it does digest and absorb so fast, your body really can't even process it quick enough. I always use it. We've got these at the gym. I love Driven Nutrition. That's why we carry it. I hope you realize that, again, I don't necessarily think supplements are needed for anybody, and I hope you've never heard me tell anybody in the gym you need to buy or you should buy one of these products. I don't push this. I don't see any reason for that. I like this because I know it's good quality. I know the owner of the company, how they source it and how they make it, and I think it's very reasonably priced. There's a million other things out there I could be using. I just chose this because it's very well priced. It tastes good. I use a blend. So the only protein I use this pretty much daily, I use either one called Synthesix, which is a BSN product that I've been using since college. You can buy that almost anywhere. It's in the big red jugs. Or this, Profusion 7 at the gym. Because I don't drink these after I work out. I might drink one of those Fairlife things out of the fridge at the gym after I work out. But I drink this mostly at night, in the morning, whenever I need extra protein that I don't have time to eat. I drink this. And this is called Profusion 7 because it's a blend of seven kinds of protein. Whey is one of them. But it's also got egg proteins. It's got milk proteins. It's got casein proteins. Lots of versions of protein in this. So it's a broad source. That's what I recommend. I also like the fact that this has 5 grams of fiber in it. Again, one of those things about protein powders is it can kind of clog up the system, so to speak. So I'm always, and I don't really eat enough fiber anyway, so I'm always looking for protein sources that also carry with it a good amount of fiber for that reason. Just helps absorption, helps keeps things moving. I don't really have any stomach problems with protein anyways, but that's my suggestion on that. You probably don't need whey protein unless you are going to drink it every time right after your workout, or within an hour after your workout. Otherwise, find a blend. Casein is the thickest and kind of hardest to digest, but it keeps you full longer. So if you're looking for a pure meal replacement, probably that's that one. But that's my take on protein powder. Second, you see this probably the most used thing in the world in fitness right now is what we call pre-workout, pre-WOD, whatever you want to call it. Pre-workout, think of it simply as an energy drink. That's literally what it is. Avacare Spark, NO Explode, Jekyll and Hyde, what we have here from Driven Nutrition, C4. I mean, there's a million of supermarketed things out there. You know what it is? They're all different versions of caffeine, literally. High-dose caffeine to give you energy. And it's a performance enhancer. That's what pre-workout is. Caffeine is a performance enhancer. not like a steroid or anything, but it does enhance. I mean, that's why you drink it in the morning, all right? That's why you drink coffee when you wake up, is because it enhances your performance for the next however long until you need more of it, right? Can it create problems? Of course it can. Pre-workout does have, the different brands out there do have some other chemicals in it, that proprietary blends of beta-alanine or citrulline malate, or these different things that some studies will show that there are some performance increases in, muscular endurance, pump, so to speak. Again, not something we actually even want in CrossFit, because it would actually, it, you know, the pump is kind of the bodybuilder thing, right? Everyone remembers those days. But in CrossFit, that actually is more detrimental than anything. It leads to cramping, like your forearms get too pumped, right? You can't grip anything. It's not a lot of that is not really beneficial to what we do. The most beneficial part to pre-workout is the stimulant in it, the caffeine, and there's some other stimulants, usually some B12 and some other stuff in there too. So could you get the same thing from some cups of coffee or something? Maybe. Coffee's not always the best thing to chug right before you work out. It's not, you know, it's not great. So this is always fruity flavored. You mix it with water, you get some hydration there. I use it a lot for strength stuff, because it just kind of keeps me focused and going. I've been doing this since college again, so I'm just kind of addicted at this point. But you know, for Metcon, like fast-paced Metcons, I don't want it, honestly, because it just keeps your heart rate too high. I mean, it spikes your heart rate because of the caffeine. So, but nothing wrong with it. If you, you know, use it in moderation, you will see benefits from it before workouts. And last thing I'm really going to go into depth on today, I think is been the most studied supplement in the history of supplements, is creatine. Creatine right here. This is just regular old micronized creatine monohydrate. It's been studied more than any other supplement on the market. Absolutely safe, nothing wrong with it. It will help lead to strength gains if you don't get enough creatine in your diet already, which mostly comes from red meat. Red meat is one of the most, actually, my vegan friends won't like to hear this, but red meat, especially organ meat like liver and that sort of thing, actually some of the most nutrient dense foods on the planet. It's not kale, it's not some of these other things which are nutrient dense. Red meat, when you know, if you take out the saturated fat and the cholesterol and all the bad things, if you're just looking at terms of nutrient density, like the vitamins and minerals found in red meat, some of the most dense food in the world, especially organ meat, and it's high amounts of creatine in that. But if you don't get a lot of that in your diet, you could be lacking in creatine in your muscle cells. And so basically creatine attaches, binds to water and drives water into the muscle cells. So when you're taking creatine, you will probably gain some weight. It's mostly from water. It's all from water weight. But it will make your muscle cells also more effective. You will get stronger. It will help you lift more weight. It will help you do those extra 2 reps. Not going to help you in Metcons all that much. But when it's back squat day, you could see some gain. The old days when people were worried about it, it's because they were doing this loading of creatine, right? They were pounding a ton of creatine in your system. And then you, over time after that, you kind of go in a maintenance phase with it, this old school way of doing it, where you would just do 5 grams a day. You don't, you know, the studies have all been conclusive. That's all nonsense. 5 grams a day. It's really simple. Creatine monohydrate. You don't need any of the blends. No, nothing else. No special proprietary creatines or creatinine or anything else. Just creatine monohydrate, the cheap stuff. It's dirt cheap. 5 grams a day if you're into that. If that's what you're really looking for, it could help with strength gains. I don't personally take it anymore. But, you know, if you don't want to get a little heavier, then avoid it. If you're looking more for speed and endurance. That's the only 3 that really I'm going to cover, because I spend a lot of time reading and the literature out there and the studies on this stuff. I don't see much use in what we do or what people do in general fitness with any other product. I really don't, any other supplement. I mean, everything else out there is, you know, it sort of goes in that anecdotal evidence placebo effect category. Does it make you feel better? Do you feel like, you know, I mean, you could go all the way down the line to multivitamins, right? Does everyone need to take multivitamins? Well, or vitamin C or zinc or whatever it is people take? Maybe, but how do you even know? Do you know if your zinc levels are low? Like, why are you taking zinc? You know, did some weird doctor you went to just look at you and say that you have low zinc because of this or that? Did they actually take a blood sample and look at this, or vitamin C or B12 or whatever it is they're taking? I think that we assume a lot or want that magic pill a lot more than we really give credit to. And a lot of times we don't know. And that's the whole point of supplements. Is supplements are to supplement something that you know you're not getting enough of and it could help you. And so for the majority of you all that are just starting fitness, that are just getting into this, and you're just trying to quit, get off the couch and get fit, you don't need to be, that's the last thing in the world any of this stuff is that you need to be worried about. You need to, step one, just make sure your nutrition is in check. Eat, you know, the age old saying, right? Eat real food, not too much of it. Start there. And then you can kind of go down the line. And if you get to a point where you feel like, you know, I'm plateauing, I just feel like my body has something extra to give, that's when you start looking and diving down these rabbit holes into some deeper stuff. Don't waste the money otherwise. You know, we could go on and on about fish oil and BCAAs and glutamine, which is a branched-chain amino acid, and multivitamins, and, you know, whatever else it is. And are there studies here and there that support a lot of these? Yes, there are. They show a little bit of performance enhancement in these, maybe. A lot of them, actually not. Fish oil is a very, very common misnomer out there. The studies are very, very inconclusive still that fish oil does any real benefit. Now, do people take fish oil and say they feel better, report symptoms going away and inflammation and these sort of things? Yeah, all the time. And I'm not one to say that they're lying. It could be helping. You know, like CBD, this whole cannabis oil, right? That is now the new rage. And every so often we see this new rage come out that purports all these benefits. I'm just going to tell you the double-blind studies conducted on the academic setting for a lot of these aren't showing that there's any real benefit. Not that they can be tested with real science. And I always kind of go back to that. But if it makes you feel better and you want to spend the money on it and it's not hurting you, you know, who am I to judge you on that? But that's going to be my short take on this. If any of y'all have another supplement or another thing that you're wondering about, just ask me. Shoot me a question, and I'll be glad to help you. But inside of those three, that's the only three things I ever use, really. I mean, I take a multivitamin some days when I know I haven't really eaten that well. But outside of that, it's very, very simple. Get it from your diet first. Eat real food, not too much of it. That'll take care of 95% of everything. Train hard, secondly. And then if there's some gaps, and you know that there are gaps that you need to fill in, turn your head to some of these things. Just don't waste your money. There's more snake oil out there in this industry. It's a $1 billion industry than probably anything else in fitness. My recommendations, don't fall for it. All right. Take care, guys. Have a good week.